With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House responds to the Israeli raid that freed Israeli hostages this weekend.
There is jubilation in Israel that four hostages were rescued from Gaza. But there is new criticism against Israel for the death toll from that raid. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says every civilian death is a tragedy, but he says Israeli forces had to strike in the Nusayrat refugee camp when they came under attack by Hamas forces.
In an attempt to kill both them and the hostages.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, also on ABC, says the White House does support Israel's right to military force to free its hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's job approval dips below 40%.
As of Friday, Mr. Biden stood at only 39.8% job approval. That's according to RealClearPolitics.com, which tracks the average of 10 major polls. That number is barely 2.5 points higher than his lowest mark of 37.2% in July 2022, when inflation hit 9%. On the point of inflation, Mr. Biden scores only 35.9% approval. And overall, compared with former President Trump, Mr. Biden is 2.5 percentage points lower in job approval at a similar point in time. George Williams reporting.
Hunter Biden's trial on gun charges brought by his father's Justice Department has spotlighted embarrassing details about the president's son in full view. While First Lady Jill Biden has said in a Delaware courtroom, prosecutors rested their case Friday. They accuse Hunter Biden of lying when he swore that he wasn't a drug user on a federal form to buy a gun in October 2018. The defense could call at least one more witness when the trial resumes Monday. This is SRN News. There's bad news from Hong Kong.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued Planned Parenthood, sought to force sex change operations clinics to hand over their records, and pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. Now his reelection effort is drawing millions outside money from major liberal and conservative donors. Legal experts say court battles over hot-button social issues will only increase in volume in coming years. This is SRN News. Paris wanted an air-conditioned free Olympics, but visiting nations had other plans.
For all the steps Paris organizers have taken to put on the greenest Olympics ever, their boldest measure pertains to the dorms in the athletes' village. The rooms don't have air conditioning. Because of other cooling measures, organizers have assured the athletes won't need it. Officials say that with the right habits, like closing shades during the day, temperatures inside the dorms won't exceed 79 degrees Fahrenheit. But in a farcical turn, when the games start next month, an Olympic village designed to showcase sustainability will be more of an energy hog than organizers had hoped. That's because portable air conditioning units will be everywhere, wheeled in, shipped in, ordered by visiting countries that want their athletes to sleep well and perform at the highest level, even if it means a larger carbon footprint. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Carlos Alcaraz has come back to defeat Alexander Zverev 6-3, 2-6, 5-7, 6-1, 6-2 to win the French Open for his third Grand Slam title. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.